brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If you go up to InfoWars.com, we have the headline, Black Thugs Beat Up White Hippies in Front of Police Station for No Reason. And it's part of the racial attacks all over the country that the media will not talk about because it's racist. But let's go to David in Indiana. He has his own story. I don't know what color the thugs were, but he said called cops on thugs, so they questioned him. David, you're just here to pay taxes as a blood bag for the NFL and the offshore banks. You didn't... I don't know how the cops are in your area of Indiana, but just tell me what happened, David.
Well, basically, yesterday, it's what I thought was first. So I look out my bedroom window. I'm on the second floor.
Are you on a cordless phone? You're on a cordless phone, aren't you?
Hold on one second.
And get closer to the jack. I've learned all the noises of cell phones. Not okay. A cell phone, it's a cordless phone. Go ahead.
All right. Well, basically, yesterday, I heard what was a dog. It ended up being a dog screaming. I thought it was a person at first. Then I hear five loud gunshots. Boom, 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 boom. So I look out my window. I said, that was a gun. And then I see two thugs running away. And I heard the dogs crying. I run outside immediately, try to see where they went. Lost them. Called the cops immediately. They get over there, and I'm telling them, you know, it was a small caliber pistol. It was very loud, like a .22 snub nose. Oh, you seem very knowledgeable on guns. Do you have a gun on you? Why are you acting so brave? And just trying to basically make me the criminal whenever they should be trying to find these guys.
There you are, a criminal.
Yeah, a thought criminal.
Breathing Al Gore's air is a crime. So how did all this end?
Well, you know, I gave them the description of the two guys, but basically the puppy ended up having to be put down. And, I mean, it was on a leash. You know, some little boy lost his dog for just two guys getting a kick out of shooting it.
Well, so what did the cops say to you when they left? Just like, see you in the FEMA camp or something?
Yeah, they took my information down, but, you know, I was really offended when they tried to make me the criminal for being
Well, that's pretty bad that you saw that it was a short handgun and thought it was a small caliber. That is, knowing things is criminal, sir.
Yeah, that's how they want to act.
Do you know how to tie your shoelaces?
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe you want to strangle children.
And one other thing is, you know, I'm a third-time caller. I had called whenever John from Coast to Coast AM was on your show, you know, and I brought up the fact about Angry Birds, you know, being a spy app, and sure enough, it came out that they sure are.
It sure is for the NSA. God bless you. We're out of time for that caller. John in Alaska, you're our last caller. Sorry to the others. Go ahead, John. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
I can't believe you just talked to an evil person earlier. Go ahead.
First of all, I want to say it's a big honor to talk to you. I've been seeing you on YouTube and listening to your show as much as I can. I mainly wanted to just bring up a couple questions here, and I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I saw something on YouTube that you and Jesse Ventura worked on, and wonderful guy, by the way. And, you know, what I'm wondering about is, these fusion camps and residential centers that have railways next to them. I mean, you know, what's
going on? Oh, and they admit it's for us and our families, and it's in the Army own official manual. And then you go to the congressman who authored the bill to expand it, and he says it doesn't exist. And then we show it exists, so the congressman has the show taken off the air. Because they know that when their house of cards falls, it's all coming down. A criminal group has taken over. They've set up a police state. They fund terrorists to attack us as an excuse to be able to take over. It's very elementary.
Mm-hmm. What really scared me the most, though, was seeing that big field that you guys discovered that was full of disposable coffins.
Well, the government loves you, sir. Be sure and take all the vaccines. By the way, they're claiming it's the law to make six-year-olds take the flu shot in New York, kind of like Gardasil in Texas. There is no law. They just say it's mandated as policy. You have to force them to back off. But they'll lie to you as a criminal group. It's what government does. 7 o'clock tonight, we'll have the guy that blew the Super Bowl wide open for 9/11 Truth. 7 o'clock Central, PrisonPlanet.tv. God bless you all.
Time and time again.
You need to come here.
here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, it's another Monday, already 3 days into February 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Former Minnesota governor, good friend of mine, Jesse Ventura, is going to be joining us to talk NFL and what happened last night and the whole sports obsession. What he makes of the fellow taking over the live broadcast with 9/11 was an inside job. That is our only guest today, Jesse Ventura, who's launched his own new online TV show that I was a guest on last week. It's great to be on Ron Paul's show and to be on Jesse's show. That's how we're going to defeat the dinosaur media, is all the liberty lovers launching their own broadcast. You build it, they will come. InfoWars.com is a great example of that. So the governor will be joining us in the second hour. We will have open phones in the first hour and the third hour, and probably with Ventura as well. There's so much to talk about, obviously, that I want to go over. But if you go to drudgereport.com, we'll punch that up on screen. You can see their top stories there. The Seattle slaughter of Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos. Peyton blames noise for first snap miss. Well, doesn't matter. I mean, that's just the way it is. and concedes end of NFL career is near. Post-game press conference interrupted by 9/11 conspiracy theories. That's right. And mass transit Super Bowl turns into mass chaos. Snowstorms brings traffic to a crawl around New York City. Isn't that just special? Because I thought Al Gore said that we would have record hot temperatures by 2013. And Al Gore also went on to say that the entire Arctic Northern ice cap would be melted by 2013. Of course, it's at record size right now. But notice that red link on DrudgeReport.com. That is a Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com article. And while you're up there, you can see Leanne McAdoo with a 50 caliber rifle at the same time. That makes feminists get very upset to see an actual empowered woman with the highest caliber firearm you can get legally here in the U.S. But I guess they got a few specialty firearms that are even higher caliber. But I just like that. God, guns, and guts. Automobiles and Betty Page. Decades, Seahawks fans run riot after Super Bowl victory. America's only seem to get excited over sports and Black Friday sales. What would happen if they got excited about the Bill of Rights and Constitution being overrun? Or Obamacare making more than 40 million people already in just 4 months go from 40-plus hours a week to 30 hours or less, many of them less than 20 hours. Or doubling the average cost of health care just 4 months in. No. Don't get upset about an actual mega screw job and being lied to by Obama. Don't get upset about our government openly funding Al-Qaeda and giving them weapons in Benghazi and ordering the stand down. Don't get upset about any of that. Only get excited and go out and have some bonfires, attack some buildings, knock some windows out on police cars. That was all reported. And then the police kind of stand down and let people do it because, well, they're just having fun because of the game. But if you try to go out and peacefully demonstrate in places like Seattle, and I've got video of it, the police will arrest you, claiming no protest against the WTO or other globalist organizations in the city. They did send out some riot police, did make a few arrests of those they caught engaging in property damage, but did nothing against the large mobs of morons. By the way, if you were in front of my house running around burning stuff, I'd get pretty mad. I just want to say this. Don't come around my house burning stuff or you're going to get lead put in you. That's all I'm going to say right now. But in this country, every time the Lakers win or the Heat wins some championship, people go out and turn cars over and burn stuff and beat people up. By the way, I haven't even covered this yet, and I forgot to tell the crew. I think it's called Two Hippies Get Beat Up by Six in Austin. It's viral. It broke last Thursday, and it's a racial attack. It's six black guys beating up two hippies who beg for like 10 minutes while they're beat up and kicked on the ground by what looks like pygmies or something. And I'm not looking for a fight, but let me tell you, if the average person that'll beat up an innocent person for no reason is a wimp. I mean, there's a lot of black guys, white guys, you name it out there, I wouldn't start a fight with that look like they could, chew through metal or something. But you never see some big, tough black guy beating up two weak white guys. It's little gang, thug, scumbag, racist, saying racist things, beating two white hippies up that literally beg them and tell them they're down and that they're homies and everything. And literally midget black people, literally midget black racist, beating up the white guys. And it goes on for like, I don't know, how long's the video? Well, there's a longer version I saw where and then they get them on the ground and they're beating them up. You can hear the beginning of the exchange. These black guys all get around them and start talking crap. And they go, what, do you need money for food or something? They're total hippies groveling to them and then begging them not to kick them anymore. I mean, look at those wimps. I mean, I guarantee you I would hospitalize all those people in a matter of seconds. And I'm not just saying that. I mean, I at a primitive level, six guys attack you. I mean, it is just absolutely time to start jumping on the first person with your knees on their chest, slam their head in the concrete. This is the most pathetic drag rat, black Klan member, racist, just beating up two hippies. And I guarantee you, these little thugs down on 6th Street, right by the police station, by the way, the police station's like a block away. I will get stomping the head. I guarantee you these little thugs with their underwear hanging out and stuff. Look, just hit that guy again in the face. And the trendy whites, though, know not to fight back because that would be racist. I guarantee you if these black guys told those white guys to slit their throats or feed their children to meat grinders, they'd do it. I mean, just look at the patheticness. And then there's these black chicks laughing at them. But no media will say the real headline. Six racist thugs attack brainwashed hippies. I mean, I'll be honest with you. At a primitive level, I want to go down there and find those guys. At a primitive level. I mean, I guarantee you, folks. I guarantee you, if that had been like two Mexicans that were down there, and I don't mean like Americanized Mexicans, but real Mexicans, all those black guys would have been stabbed in about 5 seconds. Just bam, 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 you're all dead. And if that had been some rednecks down there or other big black guys they started to fight with, they'd all been dead, ladies and gentlemen. But they knew who to target, ladies and gentlemen. They knew who to target. You know, you're walking along some Mexican, you go start something with them for no reason, you're dead. You're going to get stabbed real fast. But those little thugs know that. Don't mess with a redneck. He's going to have a gun or a fight back. Don't mess with a guy wearing a John Deere cap. Don't mess with somebody that looks like they know how to know. Go find two hippies that literally think they're God. In fact, you guys call Don Salazar, Kurt Nimmo, and Kit Daniels in here right now. Because this is a big viral story. I meant to call them Thursday night when I first saw this video going viral that's now been seen tens of millions of times that nobody's covering. Because I just want to give them these directives right now on air. Bring them on in. Not with microphones. I just want to talk to them all. Come on in, gentlemen. The video is called Six Thugs Beat Up Two Hippies. And if you listen to the audio, they're like, hey, man, what's the problem? You need food? I'll give you money. And they're like, no, we're going to beat you up because you're white. And tie it into all the black attacks all over the country that the media won't say are black attacks. Because, again, we've talked about the Klan when they do this or, you know, rolling gay people. We're against that. But the point is, that's not a phenomenon now because it's been culturally decried. The phenomenon of beating up white women mainly, because that's really who these cowards want to attack, or white hippies. I want to warn people with long hair walking around. I'm not knocking you got long hair. If you attack Rob Dewey, beat the hell out of you. Not everybody with long hair is a wimp, but they know how to get the shuffling going. Oh, I'm a trendy. Oh. I want you guys, this is going to be a viral story. It's important to tie it into all the racial attacks that are going on. And to point out that in downtown, that's right at the end of 6th Street, right by the parking, right by the police station. I think it's like less than 100 yards, actually. I said a block that the police can't and won't protect you. And that's why everybody needs a concealed carry. But again, the fact is they're not going to mess with somebody in a sports jacket or a woman with a fanny pack because they know people are packing. But, I mean, you wouldn't even need to pack on those guys. I literally thought this was like Oompa Loompas. Racist black Oompa Loompas have literally from the Lollipop Guild have now attacked. So who want? I mean, I want all of you to do reports on this. I mean, what do you want? Who wants to take the racist angle and the media not covering it? Who wants to take the angle they can't protect you? Okay, well, you guys do whatever you want. Just hit them and hit them hard, badass. Excuse me. I have got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that this is unbelievable because they know white hippies are self-loving, hateful, Obama-supporting trendies. And, man, they're just saying, you white piece of bam, bam, beating them. And they just beg, please, my brother, I'm trendy, I'm a liberal. They're like, that's why I'm attacking you. I mean, it is just absolutely, I love it. I mean, I just love it. I literally, I'm not looking for a fight, but watching this video, I'd have loved to broke some jaws and oh my God, I get higher than a kite just watching this video, thinking about what I would do. I mean, I would just, man, I'm telling you, some heads would have been bouncing. I'm not a basketball player, but I do bounce heads off the ground. It's just a bunch of, most of these guys, a couple of them are 20, a couple of them are like 18. No, I've looked at the video. They're not 12 years old. You know, a few of them look like they're about 5'10", 6 foot. But, I mean, they're just, I mean, I love how they punch, too, like these big windmills. I mean, it'd be so much fun to just bam, 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 bam. And I tell you, I think I'd just go right to jumping on top of people, though, because that's what really gets them. Just throw yourself down on somebody, their head hits the ground, jump up, attack the next person, and then somebody would connect with my head, and then I'd really start killing people. I mean, just taking their heads and just ramming them up against poles. I'm talking absolute crush. I'm sorry. I should turn my guns in. I'm evil. I'm white. I apologize. Racially attack me. I'm evil.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Jessica Armand. I'm an activist, a GCN listener, and mother of three. Our drinking water and food are filled with fluoride and other contaminants that harm our teeth and gums. To protect my family, I created My Magic Mud, an all-natural teeth whitening and strengthening remedy. My Magic Mud is a soft powder that polishes your teeth, reduces sensitivity, and removes harmful toxins from deep inside your mouth. You deserve a bright, healthy smile. Visit MyMagicMud.com and get yours today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
You've been hearing about the amazing benefits of Heart and Body Extract for many years. Now, hear from the co-founder.
My name is Tony Knudsen, and I am the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract. We've been in business for over 13 years now.
With thousands of satisfied customers who have experienced the amazing benefits but never experienced a price hike.
We've kept consistent pricing the whole entire time the company's been in business, and we'll continue to do so.
Call today for Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or visit hbextract.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order Simply Safe today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through February 28th. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
I'm going to have the guys post that video of the racial attack on two defenseless white trendies by a group of six racist black thugs. Attacking them because they're white as they beg and plead. A very pathetic scene. Both the black racist attack thugs that then rob their wallets are disgusting, but so are the jellyfish that have absolutely betrayed their forebears and turned into defenseless she-men. In fact, a woman would fight back. My mother would fight back 10 times that. All the women I know fight like a cross between a crocodile and a mule. He kicked like a mule and bit like a crocodile, to quote Johnny Cash. I mean, this is just amazing, but this is the new man. When you watch the video I just mentioned that's going up on InfoWars.com, and then the guys are going to do articles on it, it is the new man. You put up with abuse just like in England. You fight back against thugs attacking your house, coming in to rob you. You will be put in prison. They will be released and sue you if you so much as fight them physically back as they attack you. Because the ultimate sacrament in the coward state is that only the state has force and its loving little street thugs. Okay, let's continue here. Again, fans rioted in Seattle, as you know. And everyone is very, very concerned with the fact that the Broncos that everyone thought were going to win lost. I went to one Super Bowl party, and people were so depressed that it was a shutout. They didn't even care as long as it was a good game. That I mean, I watched about 30 minutes and left. And I said, it's clear they're going to lose. And it didn't even matter to me. It's just that's what people are doing. So I went to one. First Super Bowl party I've been to. That's not true. Last year I went with Shane Steiner to his Super Bowl party at the Steiner Steakhouse because that's fun and I like those people and like the steakhouse. I was invited out there. I probably should have gone out there last night, but I didn't want to drive way out there. But long story short, I'm done basically talking about that. We got a big compilation of the rioting and the burning and the attacking at InfoWars.com in Paul Watson's article. And it's also red-linked for the time being on drudgereport.com up at the right-hand corner, so you can't miss that. Let me give you some of the other news that we have here in front of us. Property rights bill introduced after Virginia woman threatened with fines for kids' birthday party. Neighbors heard the 24 or so children and adults playing in the backyard, if you go read the local news articles about it. And the neighbors said that they didn't like that, so the zoning inspector showed up and said they thought it was an unauthorized gathering. Kind of like zoning inspectors are saying you can't have even backyard gardens now, or you can't bake your own cookies and sell them at school or whatever. Just total tyranny. Local officials, not servants, who abuse zoning authority powers to cower citizens into submission and deprive landowners of constitutional rights in the enjoyment of their land must be subject to fines and actual damages they cause, including attorney's fees. Delegate Bob Marshall noted in support of his HB 1219, recently introduced in the Virginia General Assembly. Marshall introduced his bill in a direct response to incidents precipitated by county officials, not servants, who threatened Virginia citizen farmer Martha Bonita. She gained national attention after she was cited and threatened with $5,000 per day fines for hosting such menacing activities as a birthday for 8 10-year-olds and some adults. It was less than 2,000. That was another event she was in trouble for. Without a permit and advertising pumpkin carvings, Virginians rallied at 2 pitchfork protests in support of Bonita. Now, folks, let's expand on this. This is everywhere. Week and a half ago, my parents got a heated pool and a hot tub, and I went over there with the kids for dinner at least once a week. They love my parents. They went out and did some painting and playing board games, and we had dinner at about 6, and then we went out and got in the hot tub, and we got in their pool. And we were squirting each other with water guns that we were loading with the cold water hose because it was cold out, but you know, all steaming in the pool and the hot tub. And my girls were shrieking and screaming like little girls do at a birthday party. And the police came and said, your neighbor thinks someone's being killed. And believe me, you could tell it was girls giggling and laughing in between chasing each other around with water guns. So that's the new America. And everybody I know gets the cops called now. People in apartments can, like, slam their finger in a door and go, oh, man, oh, and cops come. Because neighbors watch TV and they want to feel fulfilled the minute they hear anything or see you putting a gun in your car to go to the shooting range. You're going to jail. Doesn't matter the gun's legal. Doesn't matter it was lawfully transported. The police act on that sacrament, that religious thing, and say, well, the neighbor felt threatened. You're going to prison. And that's in the news every day. We're going to come back, get into all the other news, give the number out, take your phone calls. But, you know, you're not going to have a birthday party with 8 kids in your backyard. Sorry, you're going to go to jail. $5,000.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you ever wanted to get off the grid and start generating your own supply of electricity, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Hi, I'm Brian Brody with a time-sensitive solar generator offer from Solutions from Science. Remember, solar generators provide life-saving electrical power, and unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce free electricity from the sun. Here's the good news. Our Power Hub solar generator, on sale now, is one of our most powerful solar generators, and due to an overwhelming demand from our customers, we've recently restocked this remarkable solar workhorse. The Power Hub is easy to use. Just point, plug, and power up. Even better, with dramatic price reductions on the Power Hub, with bonuses worth thousands of dollars, there's never been a better time to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electricity. Go to solargeneratorfreedom.com to learn more. That's solargeneratorfreedom.com. Get off the grid. Go to solargeneratorfreedom.com. That's solargeneratorfreedom.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, I'm having the crew post the video that I just remembered on air that I saw this weekend or late last week of the racist black people, six of them at least, with their black girlfriends making fun of two trendy white liberal hippies that they beat up and stomp on their heads and mercilessly attack and then rob. And this has been out since last Thursday and literally happened at 7th and 6th. On I-35, we've now looked on Google Maps, 140 feet from the front door of the police station. There are police cars just lined up and parked there, police everywhere, and they beat them, and it goes on and on and on with everyone celebrating. And that's why I won't go down to 6th Street anymore, is because groups of racist black people, we should go stake it out, actually, in our cars and videotape it, rob and attack people every night. And the media will not cover it. Imagine if the Ku Klux Klan was down in downtown Austin in the music district by the police station waiting to waylay and rob black people. You would have Jesse Jackson out there. But because it is the devil tracker, it's okay, and I personally have had enough of it. And John Bounds' brother plays in bands. He was telling me he won't go down to 6th Street anymore and was telling the story of what happened to him last year John Bayon, tell folks, now imagine in his case more than a dozen people coming to gang up and beat him up for no reason. This is the opposite of being honorable. This is so cowardly. This is so pathetic, and it will not be decried because the knockout game, no one can even admit that this is a racist attack going on nationwide. Now, Al Sharpton, finally, because so many videos came out of them beating up not just whites but other groups that are not black, and he said it's disgusting and should stop. But Austin, Texas has the knockout game going on where they beat and stomp and attack innocent people and then celebrate it and then rob them and take their wallets. So this is the type of garbage that is going on everywhere. John Baum, before I get into other news and give out the phone number, tell folks your experiences downtown.
Well, I don't go down to 6th Street very much, but my little brother's in a band called Pacifier, and they're a national band. They were downtown playing, and they got done around and once they were done, I was walking back to my car, and there's a bunch of thugs just like that standing on the wall calling me all kinds of racist names.
Right at that same spot?
Down towards 6th Street a little bit more, actually a little bit closer.
Tell folks what you told me they said to you.
Honky cracker, white boy, don't you want to get your butt kicked? You know, stuff like that. Just trying to rile me up.
Don't they know it could go like the New York subway where the 10 thugs tried to rob the white guy for the upteenth time and got shot? I mean, don't they understand that this is Texas? I know folks are moving in here from New York and California and stuff, but if I'm in my car and somebody tries that, I mean, I'm going to pull out a 308 Reaper. I mean, it's not going to go well.
Yeah, they're going to pick the wrong person. And the thing is, you're within your legal right. Once they come up and try to rabbit punch you in the back of the head, it's on. You can protect yourself. So when they come and do that to the wrong person, it's clobbering time.
Well, it's really amazing. You know, you and McBreen already had like 8 guys get in a fight with you, and McBreen beat a bunch of them up. We haven't even told that story until now. Maybe we should get McBreen in here. But it's just a bunch of thugs wanting to start fights down there. And I got to say, it's almost exclusively black thugs trying to attack white people.
By the police station.
By the police station.
Yeah, right next to the police station. And the police are apparently allowing this to happen. But we'll see if any of those guys get arrested. Who knows? It looks like
a few more. Hey, Bound, since this happened to you, I want you to go down there with a camera and show the spot where it happened and do a report for the Nightly News tonight, showing some excerpts and giving credit to the folks that shot that video. It looks like the folks that shot the video might have been fans of it. I'm not sure. We need to ascertain that. There's a lot of celebrating going on during this racial attack and robbery. And again, you would think that this would be all over local news, but I checked as of this morning and did not see it. Maybe I've missed it. But again, you're not supposed to talk about these racial attacks, just like you're not supposed to talk about Obamacare doubling the average premium or how it was written by foreign insurance companies because, you know, Obama is our Lord and Savior, as Jamie Foxx said. And Mancow talked about how since the movie Django Unchained came out, now everywhere he goes in Chicago, black people say, "We're going to kill you, white cracker." And then they'll say, "Django, Django, Django." So great work, Quentin Tarantino, creating racial division. And literally, you've got all these self-loathing, trendy whites that literally hate themselves and hate the white race now being beaten and attacked and laying on the ground begging their king. And I think that's good. I don't think just beating whites is enough. Whites are inherently evil. I think all whites should be put in concentration camps and their heads beat in by blacks with ball-peen hammers. I think that's what Martin Luther King would want. What do you think, John Baum?
Well, I just like to express something that comes to my mind all the time is the fact that I grew up in the 70s, and I grew up in Washington, D.C., partly. And black people, white people, we didn't know color. All we knew was personality. And now we've reached, and it seems as if we've overcome that, and we got beyond the segregated schooling and the busing and all that, and we try to overcome that as a society, as a culture.
Shut up, cracker.
But
shut up. You know you're racist, and I'm going to knock your teeth out.
Okay. Well, I am from Kentucky, so I don't have a whole lot of teeth. No, 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 no.
Oh, come on. I like no. folks from Kentucky.
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I tell you, no. Listen, the Democratic Party is the party of the Ku Klux Klan. And when they couldn't win that demographically, they shifted to race baiting. And they literally teach that all whites are racist, all Republicans are racist, adopting a black baby's racist. That's what they do. That's their job. And they're doing great. I predicted that all this race baiting would start racial attacks 5 years ago, and now it's happening everywhere, John Bell.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Now, I know you're in there, it's your day of the week or whatever, as we rotate folks through to run the TV board, but why don't you punch out, go get on your suit,
and
I want you to go get, maybe take Trolls with you, take Glenn with you, and I want you to go down there to the corner of 6 and 35, and let's just say you're going to be there at 1 o'clock. Anybody who's been racially attacked who wants to meet and be interviewed, I don't care if you're black or white, though we know it's going to all be whites, because that is the devil, the blue-eyed devil that deserves it, thank God. But we need everybody to go down there to 6th and 35 or 735, right in front of the police station. I guess that's technically 7th and 35. This happened on 6th and 35. And you'll see John Bell on his camera. He'll do a stand-up report, tell his experience, show some clips of that. It'll be on the nightly news tonight and on the show tomorrow. And we will then, if anybody wants to be a witness to what's happened to them or others, that gives you an hour and 19 minutes, folks, out on your lunch hour to go down and be quickly interviewed on or off camera by John Bell. Now, I know because you're white, more attacked. You may be ashamed of the fact you're white and may not want to be on camera due to your...
I'm very American.
No, but I'm talking about the other white victims, the other cracker asses. We need those that this has happened to go down there in solidarity and come out of the closet for being white and apologize. In fact, I think they should arrest the two white hippies that got beat up and stomped and robbed, because when the guy's fists and feet hit them, that was a cracker assaulting a god. Do you understand that?
Oh, absolutely. I think the folks that beat up the white fellas should wear shirts that say racist on them, and that way we can stomp out racism.
But racism only comes in the form of the cracker.
Or honky. Maybe we could have the band Honky meet us down there as well at the police station. Any members of the band Honky, the local Austin band Honky.
There you go with all your band stuff. Okay, thank you, John Bound.
Absolutely.
Get suited up. Let's have CJ or one of the other great guys come in and take over the board here, and let's send you down there to do a report, or a serious report, John, on the phenomenon of it being covered up nationwide. That's the issue. Why would the press not cover something like this? All right, we got Jesse Ventura coming up, but I want to get your take on the Super Bowl and the TSA and the gunships and the checkpoints and the drug dogs and the snipers and just the whole disgusting situation. 800-259-9231. Maybe we should do a whole show on how they're banning backyard parties nationwide, even for children. You have a permit for that pony? Well, yes, we do. The kids are riding on it. I mean, just keeping us in line. 800-259-9231. Here's a smattering of some of the other news up on Infowars.com. Super Bowl Sunday showed us there is no Al-Qaeda threat, other than the one our government's funding. The government protecting us from it's the ones that run it. Super Bowl hijack proves government cannot protect you. Excellent article. Get that Super Bowl clip ready of the guy taking over. By the way, it turns out he is a former We Are Changer, so we're going to try to get in touch with him. In fact, before I give the numbers out, I just gave the numbers out. I meant to give the number out for, I guarantee you, in fact, we've already ascertained it on his own Facebook, the guy that took over the Super Bowl MVP press conference with 9/11's an inside job investigated, and the government covered it up, which is bare minimum, they covered it up, he is a listener. So we need to, after we take this board of calls, no more calls except for him getting in, and maybe he can be on with us with Ventura. Or send us your phone number right now, sir, at showtips@infowars.com. I know David Knight's calling him right now. But that's somebody that can pop in even during Ventura or in the third hour. That article's up on infowars.com. Super Bowl hijacking proves government cannot protect you. Man penetrates multi-million dollar security ring with excuses and fake pass. The much-vaunted multi-million-dollar security ring. What would you do if somebody had a bomb or a gun? A security checkpoint is the place to attack, folks. That's what they do in Fallujah. The much-vaunted million-dollar security ring in place at taxpayer expense for this year's Super Bowl was easily penetrated by a man with fake pass and an excuse that he was late for work. Get another example of how government security theater cannot protect you, and it's colossal waste of money. Well, it's not. It's a domestic control grid over the Tea Party. They admit that. And, of course, who promotes the police state, the Tea Party, thinking it's, you know, to keep us safe? It's pathetic. Prior to the big game, the authorities, the public servants, boasted of their lavish preparations for Super Bowl 2014. Bomb-sniffing dogs, 700 extra troopers, 24-hour FBI command center, and a vast network of surveillance cameras and see-something, say-something snitch program in full force. So the man saw something, he said something. TSA agents, snipers, no-fly zones, helicopter patrols. The bill for all of this, which ran to the tens of millions of dollars, was paid for by taxpayers, despite the NFL already getting a sales tax break for a further cost of $8 million to residents of New Jersey. Also, remember, the NFL is tax-exempt and pays no federal income tax on its vast profits. However, the 30-year-old Matthew Williams, my hero, made a mockery, Mills. However, the 30-year-old Matthew Mills made a mockery of all this when he crashed a post-game press conference to tell the viewing millions the 9/11 attacks were perpetrated by people in our own government, urging them to investigate 9/11 before being dragged away. How did Mills penetrate the fearsome ring of steel? No one even checked Jakari Jackson's ticket or scanned it, by the way, or Josh Owens. When they went around shooting videos, news videos everywhere, around the MetLife Stadium, he used a fake pass from an old music festival and claimed he was late for work. Mills hopped on board an employee bus, headed for the stadium, just like I did Bohemian Grove, and relied on the same excuse, just like I did at Bohemian Grove, every time he was confronted by security. I just said I was running late for work, he told NewJersey.com. It was that simple. Folks, here's the bottom line. People think my infiltration of Bohemian Grove was fake because CBS News tried it, People Magazine tried it, Vanity Fair tried it, got arrested. That's because they try to go up and interview people and ask questions like a cocky reporter. I snuck in. And I did research on the place and knew about some of the internal clubs and then still got questioned by Secret Service and sheriff deputies three times and then went and hid under, with Mike Hansen who snuck in with me, underneath planks for an hour while the cops looked for us because they had surveillance cameras. Then we crawled out at dusk, got the video of the ritual, and got out. And it's a testament to what you can do. I mean, I infiltrated Delta Force operations when they were doing takeover drills and had them at gunpoint take our video one time. And by the way, I've been told by high-level special forces people, they're even retired, that I'm, quote, a legend because I did that a couple times, four or five times, because no one would ever do that. I'm a legend, quote, in special forces because I would sneak into operations. Big deal. I knew they were doing narcotics trafficking drills. I had inside sources. I had police chiefs giving me intel, San Antonio police chief. It's all on video. What, just because I showed up and did something? I'm nobody. But I'm somebody. Just like this guy infiltrated and did this. And they're going to come after him. You watch, because they're scared of this, folks. They're scared of what we do going and confronting Janet Reno and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and George W. Bush when he had me arrested as governor for simply asking about the Federal Reserve being private and saying, aren't you going to do something, governor, at the end of his speech? I knew his prepared speech. They were supposed to have a press conference. They canceled the press conference. I'd seen a bunch of his speeches. He said, that's what we're going to do for Texas. They clapped. He was getting ready to leave. And I said, governor, he knew me. My sister went to school with his daughters. I've had lunch with Bush multiple times when he was governor, years before, in his first term or whatever. In fact, I knew him before he was governor. I mean, I didn't know him well, but I've eaten barbecue with him and Mexican food, I think, three times. I looked at him, and I was told by insiders he watched my access show every week and listened to my radio show. And they all knew who I was. He directed the state police, the Texas Rangers, to grab me and almost break my arm. It's all on video. Why? I didn't do anything wrong. They're afraid of us getting up in front of their staged events, up in front of their theaters. Now, let me stop there and briefly remind you, all of this is brought to you by your support. All of this is brought to you by supporting us and spreading the word about the transmission and linking to our stories and putting out our stories on Facebook and retweeting our stories from Real Alex Jones and all of that and buying the products. That's how we're able to have these great reporters to come in here and write stories and have street reporters and send Jakari Jackson and Josh Owens to the Super Bowl and send them to the West Coast to cover the radiation and make national news and force real issues out there. This is special. And I thank you for your prayers and your support. We try to bring you the very best pro-pure Pro-1 2.0, cut out the glyphosates, the fluoride, blows the competition away. I bring you the best filters. Blows away all the competition. Side-by-side comparison. Start filtering your water. Infowarsstore.com, promo code WATER. That's promo code WATER, 10% off at already lowest prices. InfoWarsLife.com, for the Survival Shield proprietary Nation Iodine has done wonders for myself and my family and my thyroid and my health. Just look at me on video. Still an ugly creature, but my goodness, people are blown away, especially in person. And I chalk it up to my glands not having enough of the proper pure iodine. This the fluoride shield that has the five other ingredients with the Nation iodine that I take with it to supercharge. The organic coffee I drink that we have, the Wake Up America coffee, the Super Male Vitality, which I don't take every day. It's so strong. I took some this morning because I was on Coast to Coast AM and I'm tired and worked out this morning. So, you know, I'm operating on 3 hours sleep and feeling great. It's all available at InfoWarsLife.com. Just try it, folks, and regardless, you supported the broadcast. But I think you're going to be blown away. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Your phone call's coming up. And then
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best-tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What's making Americans sick and fat? It's too many GMO foods and toxins, destroying our digestive systems, causing poor digestion and suppressed immune systems. A suppressed immune system prevents clear thinking and the ability to fight the corporate and big pharma agendas. Detox now with Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 liquid probiotic is wheat, dairy, and soy-free, gluten-free, and made with all non-GMO certified organic ingredients. Pro-EM1's power is based in good bacteria, live microbes, and all their metabolites, including vitamins, amino acids, and enzymes that support a healthy digestive system, suppress pathogens, and eliminate toxins. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now that's some music.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods among the evergreens, the still the log cabin made of earth.
A little bit of Chuck Berry bringing us in.
Our name, Johnny B. Goode, who never ever learned to read or write so well.
But he could play the guitar like he's ringing a bell. Let's go to Paul, Andrew, Ronnie, Mark, and others in this segment and the next. And then at the 7 after, we're going to have Jesse Ventura on with us on a whole host of issues. Can't wait to talk to the governor. Hadn't been on in about 2 or 3 months. Andrew in Pennsylvania. You want to talk about sports being rigged, my friend? Go ahead.
Yeah, from a Philadelphia sports standpoint, hey, the day before the Philadelphia Phillies won the 2008 World Series, Bud Selig was asked on Baseball Tonight, the baseball commissioner, what if we have to go to Tampa? And Bud Selig said, oh, I don't think we'll be going anywhere, suggesting he knew the Phillies were going to win. And the second piece of evidence that Philly sports was rigged was because before the Phillies won the 2008 World Series, we went through massive suffering for 25 years before the Sixers won the 1983 World Championship, and a mathematics professor determined that the probability that Philly sports could have gone that long without winning a title was 1 in 50,700, and I emailed Brian Toey about this, and he suggested, hey, there is evidence to suggest that they would toy around with Philly sports fans.
And by the way, I want to get Brian Toey, author of The Fix Is In, on tomorrow, guys. I want to get him on about that game, but, I mean, you know, I'm not saying it's all rigged, but key plays, key players are gotten to. That's come out. That's why your ticket says it's for entertainment purposes only. But I tell you, if it was rigged, they did a bad job because nobody wanted to watch that near shutout trampling of the Broncos. And again, only reason I'm covering football is that's how we get the general public to think about how manipulated we are. But I just wish people would go in their burning houses for their freedom, not for an Xbox. I wish people would, you know, riot for the Bill of Rights and Constitution. I don't want them to actually riot, but my point is it's so ridiculous to do that. And I just say good job to the guy. In fact, let's play that clip. Thanks for the call, bro. Here's the fella who actually took over during the MVP press conference with 9/11 was an inside job. Here's that clip.
No, I always imagine myself making great plays, but you never think about being MVP.
Investigate 9/11, and 9/11 was perpetrated by people within our own government.
Boom, short, sweet, got the job done. By the way, we're going to be getting him on the broadcast today or tomorrow. I want him on this radio show. We've got his contact info, and we're working on that right now. Or send us your contact information, sir, at showtips at Infowars.com. We've got one contact, but we're trying it. Let's go to Paul in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir, brother. Go ahead.
Great. Yeah, I have to agree with you that the NFL is pretty much a zombification of people in the United States. They care more about the game than they do for their own individual rights. And, you know, if you listen to the president's speech the other night, the State of the Union, he lays out his game plan of what he's going to do. You know, this is a, you know, forthcoming of what he plans to do, bypassing Congress and so forth. But, you know, I wish people would get, like you said, just as excited about, you know, what the president's going to do and protest that as they do for a football game. So, I don't know, Alex.
I totally agree with you. But, I mean, in every case in history, in an authoritarian collapse, sports become just absolutely king. But I think we're starting to hit the bottom of this, or the top of it, as they say, because ticket sales are down, people are sick of it, viewership's down. And, I mean, just the parade of government acting like they're heroes with machine guns, but citizens shouldn't have guns in New Jersey, but government can. I mean, give me a break. Great points, Paul. Ronnie and many others, your phone calls are coming up ahead of Jesse Ventura. And then the governor's going to be joining us to talk about everything that's going on. We're going to cover the waterfront and a ton of breaking news. And I've got my take on the death of that.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, units. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.